Nana. Once upon a summer's day, Nana did portal right away to storm a tower where she saw someone in great dismay. Nana then asked, are you okay? And Corridor me said, oh hey, you look just like the kind of person I've been waiting for. Caverns of time, they need you now. While Cory laid a portal down, Nana did not make a retort and simply jumped right in. The portal opened right beside a great dragon of girth and size. Nana had met him once before, the great Anachronos. There seems to be some trouble here, Nana did say while lacking cheer. Anachronos did then reply, the future's looking grim. He showed Nana Azeroth's fate and said that we may be too late, but just in case, bring me some sand and embers 25. You'll find them in the firelands, caught tight by fiend Jess, all the hands of Ragnaros the Fire Lord. Now go and take your friends. Nana then mustered every force, her guild stood by her on this cause. They traveled to the firelands and then began to slay. Boss by boss did quickly fall at Nana's feet as she did loll. I'll beat them all in no time flat, she said without a care. Day after day and week by week, Nana did start to dread this feat, as gathering the embers became quite the lofty task. But with her guild she trudged away, and after time it was the day. Nana had gathered all the things and went to COT. Nana, you've done excellent work, the dragon said with toothy smirk. Now take this eye to Calderad, to Northrend you must go. With a flash of magic hand, Nana portaled to Dalaran. She flew away with such a haste across the icy plains. Arriving into Calderad, a flight of blue did spot Nana. It felt the power of the eye and quickly intervened. Terek Guzo was her name, she said she knew where Nana came. Follow me to the Nexus if you wish to seek the truth. Nana stayed at the dragon's side, and through the Nexus she did guide our brave and lone adventurer to use the timeless eye. They snuck by blues of Maligars, the late aspect of magic's home had now become a place for all the twilight brood, you see. A worthy foe named Thyrenar did try to stop our heroes by binding Terragosa and fighting Nana alone. Twilight did underestimate Nana's power, it was too great. She slew the mighty dragon and then called upon the eye. In her vision she did see the platform of eternity, with Aragos the son of blue plotting up a scheme. Out of nowhere she did hear the voice of death ring true and clear. In came the destroyer as he spoke to Aragos. Aragos did want the same, follow his father in his fame. To be the next aspect of magic was his wicked game. Deathwing loomed and did agree, after the hour you shall be the ruler of all magic, so just follow me and see. Terek Gozo was in shock, this could not be, I trust you not. You'll go to Hyjal Mountain and consult with Kalik Goss. Off to Hyjal Nana went to meet the dapper dragon gent and relay all her vision as the time was running short. Once at the reborn Audrusil, Kalik went on to reveal that he must investigate Nana's outrageous claim. Then Kalik Goss did delegate his mission of the Nutri's fate, a stolen bough of Audrusil inside the Firelands. A ritual he set to stop on channeled at the very top of Firelands, but first you need four folk he charged, you see. Nana recovered Foggy Four and used them on the portal door. She stopped the ritual in time by slaying Vulcanus. Kalik Goss was quite impressed, Nana had finished his first test. He then imbued the branch into something Nana could use. He said that he must quickly leave, confirming what Nana did see. To Terek Goss he did fly inside of Caldera. In dragon roar he yelled her name, but in her stead the twilight came. They bound the mighty dragon down onto the frozen land. Channeling his life away, poor Kalik didn't look so great, but to his rescue Terek Goss sacrificed her life. The twilight did all scurry fast as Terek Goss breathed her last. Kalik mourned in mighty war, but had a quick idea. I'll bind her essence to your soul, but for us to attain our goal, you return to the Firelands until an aspect is chosen. 1,000 cinders you must bring, think of it as an offering to sustain Terek Goss's life until the next eclipse. Nana agreed to everything, the spirit of the blue did sing, their souls forever intertwined, they plunged into the flames. To all her guildish she did praise for helping her
task, Nana was filled with glee.
More bosses fell heroically.
Nana would not accept defeat. Crimson Alliance by her side, they quickly picked up speed.
But once again, the time drew on. Nana was having second thoughts, demoralized. She felt the quest starting to take its toll.
So Tarek goes to Sedeyu. It's not your life, it's my life too.
Give up now and we'll all burn under the Fire Lord.
Nana again, with new resolve, did farm for months and gave her all, fouling every monster up until that fateful day.
Her magic bags were filled with stacks of burning cinders with no ashes. She returned to Caldera to witness the eclipse.
All the dragons of Blue Flight did gather for a vote that night to choose the next aspect of magic was their newest plight.
Aragos did garishly speak of his father's legacy. He spoke only of power and the future they would cross.
Step forward then did Kalek gasp, but Aragos he did not roast. He spoke of magic's powerful and of their troubled past.
We must be responsible, the future of the world we hold.
If we aren't wise in our next choice, then Azeroth may fall.
With Tarek Ghost's vote that day, she began a one-sided sway. The vote was then unanimous and Kalek Goss had won. The new leader of his clan, Kalek Goss, outstretched his hand. The power of their bond then grew quite exponentially.
Still stuck inside the mortal coil, even through all Nana's toil,
Tarek Ghost could not rest, so Kalek did aside.
Dear Nana, just one more task, he asked of her as she did bask inside the new power of her greatly upgraded staff.
I need from you a heart of fire so that our friend does not expire.
You'll need to pull the essences of his generals too.
Nana released a heavy sigh, but of course she did comply.
And traveled to the Firelands for one final time.
Time and again she siphoned off all of the souls of generals lost, and quicker than she knew it, she came face to face with him.
Ragnaros the Fire Lord did emerge from his burning home and spoke to Nana as she stood ardent in front of him.
Puny mortal, do you dare to bring your magic to my lair? I sense the soul of Tarek Ghost abounding to your being.
Too soon you have come unprepared to challenge me, so less affair. So now you'll feel the wrath of fire deep beneath your skin.
Nana's blood did begin to boil, she felt as if she had been foiled.
The Fire Lord had cursed her body as she lit the ground aflame.
But Nana's guilt stood valiantly, although Nana was quarantined.
They dispatched the Lord of Fire while barely holding on.
Ragnaros was vanquished now, inside his chest one more mail crown. And Nana built through the magma to rip out his molten heart.
With task complete, they portaled out to Stormwind Tower. They did round and raced towards the cathedral before it was too late.
Halagos awaited there, hip hip hooray, her guild is cheered. Nana then boarded a platform suspended in the air.
Out of nowhere, Kalek appeared, a citizens of Stormwind leered.
Dragonfly taking over the town.
With monstrous voice, Kalek proclaimed, Nana has saved you all today.
So drink, be merry, celebrate, and thank her on your way.
Azeroth owes her quite the debt, but I am still not done just yet.
As he used the Heart of Fire to forge Tarek Ghost's rest.
Magic drew into the staff, Nana could not help but to laugh as she felt Tarek Ghost's spirit being drawn away.
Now in the staff forever bound, the soul of Tarek Ghost have found peaceful rest for all of her days in care of great Nana.
In legend we will always know of the one mage who stands alone with fire-tempered spirit that stood against all of the odds.
My tale has all but finished now, I hope you take solace somehow.